Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Hey, if you are new to the show, new in the world that you live in, this is Consider This with Joe Clark, along with my buddy Ken. Here's the deal. I come from a family of educators. And our job, in my opinion, is to teach you things that matter about your money so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. Now, some people say, Joe, that's a little overkill, a little dramatic. Okay, so we told a family a couple years ago, here's some things they needed to do with their estate planning. They paid half attention, not full attention. That's the danger of listening to this show and then trying to do it upon yourself. I will always tell you, take the things that I give you, but please, whether it be the Financial Enhancement Group or whether it be somebody else, please find a professional to get it done. So in this case, it was a good friend of mine, and he happened to be in the financial industry. He just didn't focus on estate planning. Right? He focused simply on managing money. And I said, you need to do this, 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 this. He sent me the paperwork. Because I was part of the trust. He sent me the paperwork. I read it. I signed off. I sent him a letter back. Said, make sure you do this, this, this. He dies. He didn't do this, this, or this. And doing it halfway cost him a couple million dollars in estate tax. And if that's not devastating, I don't know what is. So in this show, Ken and I are going to talk about five critical elements of financial planning. Everybody knows about retirement planning. I call it Your Life After Work. That's our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. Everybody understands the concept of not working anymore and having your investments try to take care of you at retirement time. Most people don't know how to make it work, but everybody understands the concept. The second is tax planning, and it is clearly my driving influence of what we're able to help most of our families with. Tax planning is something that has to happen before the end of the year, Ken, not after the end of the year. It's something you have to plan for, and it's during the year. Third's the investment playbook. It's dealing with the risk and volatility and the craziness of the market. The fourth is dealing with life happens, the good, the bad, and ugly of life. And then the fifth is dealing with the legacy plan. So today's show, we're going to take you and walk you through, as a fiduciary, the things that concern me the most when I wake up in the morning. You know, we got up this morning, did Bible study, and then all of a sudden I turn on CNBC, right, and my day starts. And I worry about risk and volatility. I worry about fees and expenses, taxes both today and tomorrow, and then real return, meaning inflation adjusted. I hope you enjoy the show. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Ken and I will take a break. We'll get right into the show.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are just plumb tickled to have you all along. Ken, I got to ask a couple questions over the weekend. I do a couple different talks for groups and for people, and one of them is called the Better Giver Program, where we do for where we do work for charitable organizations to teach them how to be not necessarily bigger givers, but more efficient, or what I would like to call better givers. And then the other one is I do one that's called the critical decisions that will impact your retirement. And somebody said, you know what? Why don't you do a whole radio show that way? Because you're not going to be able to see everybody, and you're not going to be able to talk to everybody individually about it. And so I thought we would run through that today.
Okay.
So when you, you know, Ken's in the mortgage industry. For those of you who don't know the name Dilger, I was thinking about this morning. I spent probably the most important years with my daughters watching Ken every Sunday. And, you know, we had Colts tickets for 13 years, and the four of us, my wife and the two girls, would go down. And Ken was our tight end for the Indianapolis Colts. And so it's you know, those are very, very meaningful years to me. And as I looked at my daughters yesterday, just very, very cool times. So we had a checklist before we left. And, you know, because they added the big RV, right? We had all the things that had to go into the RV, and, you know, you had to make sure you had fuel for the generator. We had a checklist, right? So from a mortgage industry perspective, what is your checklist when you come in to see me if I'm thinking about buying a home? What's your checklist?
Well, you know, every loan that we do is different, but there's always some basics that I kind of go through with a client. We talk about how much they're looking to buy, how much down payment they have, and the biggest thing is, what's their credit history look like? Do you have any bankruptcies, foreclosures, any tax liens, any judgments on your credit report that we need to know up front? Because that really affects the way we go on a structure of a mortgage. Then, you know, the basics of the docs we need are, you know, your 2 years of tax returns, 2 years of W-2s. If you're self-employed, you need 2 years your tax returns, especially your 1099s, you know, a bank statement showing your down payment, your deposits going in from your pay stubs, driver's license. You know, we need to find out who you are and if you're actually American citizen. You know, we actually do have some non-American citizens loans out there. But, you know, it's always the basics of the documents we have to collect, your tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s to verify your income.
So you got your – you have your list of what you know that you have to accomplish.
Correct.
Just like I did from a fun thing. Now, when I would go watch you play football. Now, the interesting part about managing money is, you know, we are legal fiduciaries. That means by law, Ken, I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So one of the reasons we do this radio show, one of the reasons that I write the newspaper column, one of the reasons that I probably got involved in this industry is I want people to truly understand their money. Now, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that is clearly our business. If you want to do it on your own, that's your business. But what I thought I would do this morning is go ahead and say, okay, here's how I think. Here's my checklist, if you will, of how we proceed in the world. And we're going to spend a little bit of time on this today. So when I wake up in the morning, there are four things that go through my mind. And we're going to start with risk and volatility. Now, Ken's not in the financial services industry. He's in the mortgage industry. So, you know, I don't want to make it look like he doesn't understand stuff. But what would you say is the difference between risk and volatility?
Well, I think the risk of any financial transaction, even a mortgage, is risk of the, I guess in my world, the lender and your ability to repay the loan. That's
not
the
getting
risk.
Your money back.
Not getting your money back.
That's the risk.
And the volatility is more of the market conditions that we live in on the mortgage end, whether it's, you know, the Fed raising their rate, the prime rate going up, mortgage rates going up. That's the volatility of the mortgage business.
And that is a great expression. So it's the shift. It's the ups and downs. So when we look at Apple stock, and this is so very, very, very important. We're gonna take a company public here in a second. But it's so very important when you understand that volatility is just what people are willing to pay at the time based on their perception of what's going on, maybe with the company, maybe with the overall economy. But it's the upsies and downsies, if you will. That's what volatility is. Risk is simply not getting your money back. So in 1985, there was this company. For those of you who don't know, I was way into Harley-Davidson. We had a bike. I rode a little over 50,000 miles, been to Sturgis, Milwaukee, and all that. And I quit riding when people started texting because it's just not safe, in my opinion. You know, there's just other things to do. So I haven't been on the back of a Harley since 2007. But in 1985, there was a company, a group of people who decided that they wanted to take Harley-Davidson public. They needed money, okay? And so they went to a group of investment bankers, and they said, what do you suppose our company is worth? And we're going to make up numbers now. This is just a game. And we're going to say $100 million is what they said the company was worth. Now, again, that is totally fictitional, right? There's no part of that that's real at all. And they decided that they were going to sell off stock in $10 increments. Again, nothing real about this at all, right? So if you're going to sell it at $10 a share and it's a $100 million company, right, that means that you get rid of this zero and you get rid of this zero. It's real nice and simple. You've got 10 million shares at $10 a piece. Okay. Mm-hmm. How did they come up with $100 million? Was based on looking at the balance sheet, was based on looking at the fundamentals, the potential earnings and everything that they had. How did they come up with the $10 a share? That's a whole other story. And so the first thing that you need to understand in the investment world is this word called market cap. When you hear somebody talk about market cap, and any of you who have a 401k have seen the word capitalization, you see it in the form of large cap, mid cap, small cap. Capitalization is one share of a company stock, so that's the $10, times the number of shares that are outstanding. And you know, you may think, well, okay, but this has got to be equal across the board. Oh, no. See, Microsoft has about 10 billion shares of stock outstanding. That was with a B. It's like nine zeros and a numbers in front of it, right? 10 billion shares. Harley-Davidson has about 300 million. Now, that changes all of the time because Microsoft will either buy shares back or have to issue new shares. Harley-Davidson will buy shares back or have to issue new shares, right? So you've got this constant flux, if you will, that's going on. So don't ever put it in your head permanently. But when I taught at Purdue, I would ask the kids. You know, at that point in time, Google stock was trading for more than $1,000 a share. Apple was trading at about $150 a share. Right? And this is before many, many splits ago. And I would ask, which one's bigger? And the majority of the class will go, well, Google. And I go, yes, but you all realize that Apple's the largest company on the planet. And they go, how does that work? And it all comes down to this thing called market capitalization. So we've got Harley-Davidson. Just as a recap, we're going to take it public here in a minute. The underwriters came in, the investment bankers came in and said, we think your company's worth $100 million. The board of directors decided they're going to issue shares at $10 a share. And we are going to go from there. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We are happy to have you along. So what we're doing today... For those of you who don't know the name Dilger, Ken was a Colts tight end for many, many years, the Indianapolis Colts, and I would go down and watch him and scream and holler and cheer when he did good things and really get mad at him when he did bad things, like the rest of the fools that were sitting in the stadium. Not at Lucas. We were always at the what I always referred to as the Hoosier Dome. But anyhow, I had a checklist of things that I knew that I would do to get ready to go to the game. And the last segment, we asked Ken about what his checklist was for mortgages, because he's in the mortgage industry now. And if you missed a segment, you could always go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to get that back. This is the first time that we're actually going to film the segments, though, and be able to put them out into the universe. So you're going to be able to watch this on video if you want to. So I'm talking about my whiteboard in the back room. When we're doing this, and so if something doesn't sound like you can get it, you can always go back and watch the video, or you can listen to it at yourlifeafterwork.com. Now, what happened was we're taking a company public, because my checklist of managing money was a matter of understanding different things. So risk and volatility were the first ones and that's one category. Risk is not getting my money back. Volatility is the upsies and downsies of the market, if you will. So we're taking Harley Davidson public. We've already talked about this a little bit. We've got 10 million shares. We've got some zeros that are missing. We have 10 million shares at $10 a piece. Sorry, a little anal on that. $10 a share, and that came from the board of directors. The 10 million shares was what was authorized. That's the word that we would use, Ken. And then it goes out into the world and becomes public. Okay? Public means that it's traded on an exchange that anybody can buy it. So the Financial Enhancement Group is a company. But you can't show up today and buy and look at my books. You can't show up today and buy my stock. You know, the partners that are here own the company, not everybody out on the street. When a company becomes public, anybody can actually go out and buy it. And so let's just pretend that I had $1,000 that I wanted to invest, and I decided that I wanted it to be in Harley Davidson. Okay? So at $10 a share, right, I'm able to pick up 100 shares of stock of Harley Davidson. At that point in time, it was HDI. I can pick up 100 shares of Harley Davidson at $10 a share at what's called the IPO, or the initial public offering. And life's good. Right? Mm-hmm. My brother, because he's a good guy too, he has $1,000 and he decides to buy 100 shares of Harley Davidson as well. Now, the difference between the two of us, however, is that my brother's son wrecked his car and he needed money. So when people talk about the market, one of the risks that you have to deal with up here is getting your money at a particular time. Because if the market's down, you're only going to get what people are willing to pay. If the market's up, you're going to get more. And so you've got this risk of where does the market happen to be at the time when you actually need the money out. So my nephew, wrecks the car. My brother needs the money. He says, Joe, I need you to buy my Harley. And I look at him and I go, but John, I already have Harley stock. I don't need any more Harley stock. And he goes, yeah, but I really need the money. And I go, here's what I'm going to do, John, because I love you. I love Sean. I'm going to give you $8 a share. And he goes, you jerk, right? How could you do this to me? And so I buy his $1,000 investment for $800, okay? Which means the stock fell by 20%. Right? I bought it at a discount for 20% off. Now, question number one, Ken, is what happened to Harley Davidson because Sean wrecked his car?
Nothing.
Not a bit. So the value of Harley Davidson on a fundamental level, on a level of looking at life as a company, nothing happened at all. They didn't get a big new customer. They didn't lose a new customer. Nothing changed. The plant didn't burn down. But all of a sudden, this 20% discount happened to be the last trade on the market that day. So what happened to Harley Davidson's stock?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Oh, it went down 20%.
It went down 20%. So this $100 million value that we had is now $80 million. And all of a sudden, people are calling and they're going, what in the world happened to the market capitalization of the market? Who took the $20 million? And see, in our heads, there's a winner and a loser. Somebody got it if somebody else lost it. And that's not the way market capitalization works. It's just not. So that's the story of Harley Davidson going public. Again, if you have not, if you are watching this on the video or want to watch it on a video, just give us a call, 800-928-4001. Of course, you can always go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to be able to find it. But that's what happens inside of market capitalization. When the company goes up, the inverse happens. It easily can be $110 million. Even though nothing happened at Harley-Davidson, the stock price just went up. And that's when people say, okay, what's fundamentally driving this? What's going on? Or when is a company overvalued? And is it overvalued at $110 million? Well, that's what people were willing to pay, but not for all 10 million shares. It's what they were willing to pay for a select number of shares, which we call volume in the industry. So when we want to look to see the number of shares that are traded, if you hear about volume, it's the volume that was traded on the New York Stock Exchange on any given day, or the volume that was traded on that particular equity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Hey, I like it when it works. Okay, so we're going to erase that, and we're going to go to item number two, Ken. So don't save. Oh, I lost my board. I know you can't hear that on the radio. All right, so we have risk and volatility. That's the first thing when I wake up in the morning as a fiduciary that I care about. And then the second one are fees and expenses. And here's where people get into trouble on Wall Street. They are two incredibly different things. So, Ken, I just bought a new house. But if I was coming to buy a new house as my mortgage guy, you would look at me and you would go, okay, Joe, and you ran through your checklist in the last conversation that we had. You know, how much can I afford? When do I want to move? Those kind of things. What else would you tell me about buying a house, though?
You're going to have some fees and expenses.
Yeah, there's going to be some fees to buy the house. But,
correct.
But what about living there? You know, as a dad, you're going to tell me that there's some carry cost.
Well, yeah, you're going to have expenses to keep the upkeep of the house.
And how do you tell me how much those are?
Well, it's variable. You know, the bigger the house, the more expenses you're going to have. And whether you do it yourself, are you handy, Joe?
No, I'm not. I can fix anything with a phone book.
So you're going to have a third party come out. And that's where things kind of get a little bit expensive.
Yeah. So a fee, the way I look at it, a fee is a known expenditure. You give me this thing called a truth in lending disclosure.
Correct.
Right? And it tells me exactly how much I'm going to have to pay for given things. But you don't tell me what the expenses are because they're unknown. They're variable. we all know at the end of the day they're there, but we don't know exactly how much they're going to be. So Ken and I are going to take a break. We're going to come back, but I'm going to break down exactly what those expenses are and where they come from. So we're going to kind of do an autopsy of a mutual fund, if you will. And for those of you who don't know, I am not a mutual fund fan, so this will be fun for some of the brokers in the world to be able to pay attention to. Hey, you got a question or comment, you can give me a call, 800-928-4001, or consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along. Today we're breaking down. We're in a couple new radio markets this week. And so I'm trying to take people through a very important concept. At the Financial Enhancement Group, we serve as fiduciaries. And the easiest way to understand fiduciary, it means I'm legally obligated to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. And so I walk through the checklist, if you will, of how I look at life when I wake up. And if you've missed one of the conversations, we have five conversations on the show. If you've missed one of them, you can always go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to be able to pick those up. We also film the show, believe it or not, so you get to see Ken and I's bright, shining faces, especially in his orange shirt. It will stick out.
Looks like a big pumpkin today.
There you go. So the first one that we talked about in the last conversation was risk and volatility. And we took Harley Davidson public so that you could see what happened to a company's shares. Remember in the word risk, risk is not getting my money back. Volatility is the normal flux of the market. Fees and expenses are number two. And this is where life gets to be really interesting for a lot of people. Ken, when I started the Financial Enhancement Group with Don Hanson back in 1997, 21 years ago, it cost me $300 to buy or sell a stock. $300.
Wow.
Lot of money. Okay. There are still people today, I don't get it, but there are still people today who work with brokers that charge based on the size of the trade. You know, there's one firm that's very well known that's on almost every street corner in America. And if you trade more than $100,000 worth of stock, they're charging you 1% of whatever the value of the trade is as what we would call the commission, okay? So of this $300, Ken, how much of that do you suppose Wall Street gets?
That's an interesting question. I would say very little.
Very little, zero. Very little is close, right? Zero. This $300 is all what's known as commission, okay? So I always ask people, here's this big Fidelity building, and there's lots of little people working in the Fidelity building, and the price of a trade has gone from $300 literally the first 90 days that I have your money at TD Ameritrade, it's zero, okay? And after that, it's $6.95 a trade, $6.95 a trade. And it doesn't matter if it's $1 million worth of stock or if it's $1,000 worth of stock. So we have different models because $6.95 out of $1,000 is a lot of money. $6.95 out of $1 million, not so much money. Correct?
Correct.
All right. So if Fidelity is still open and all these people are still working there and the cost of a trade has gone from $300 to almost nothing, how does Fidelity stay in business? How does Wall Street stay in business? So let's go to Fidelity first. So if you think about a mutual fund, what you have in your 401k is considered what's called an open-ended fund. That means Ken puts money in. Joe would never put money in, so we won't say that. My brother puts money in. Kelsey puts money in. And inside of this fund, you have a manager. And that manager's job or team is to be able to buy things based on the definition of what this fund is. So let's say that it's a large cap. We talked about capitalization in the last conversation. It is a large cap growth fund. What does that mean? It means that he is or she is going to primarily buy stocks that don't pay dividends, for the most part, that are designed to or anticipated to grow above where they are at their current level. Okay? So it's not a, typically, it's not companies that pay dividends. It's companies that are large based on market capitalization, not earnings, not size, not brick and mortar, large based on that market capitalization, and they're growth oriented, so typically they don't pay dividends. He's going to tell us every quarter what his 10 largest holdings are, right? But they may have as many as 300 or 400 holdings. So we're not going to know the whole story. We're going to know a portion of the story. And every day, he's going to give us the net asset value, the NAV. For that, Fidelity is going to charge a percentage. Okay? It could be anywhere from a very passive fund, where you might see somebody charging 0.05%, or it could be an international small cap where you might be seeing somebody charge 1.35%, somewhere in there. But that's what Fidelity is getting paid. That's what the manager is getting paid, is somewhere between these two. But the only way that he can do his job is to trade these things, right? You're sending money in, and he's got to figure out, you know what, I don't like this position anymore. General Electric's got problems, or this company's got problems, or that company's got a great opportunity. He has to be willing to buy and sell the stocks in order to be able to make this whole engine work. So when you go to Wall Street, you never see it because you only watch CNBC or Bloomberg. You don't have a terminal. But there is a bid price, and there is an ask price, for every stock. One's what I'm willing to pay for it, one's what I'm willing to sell it for. And there's a space between the bid and the ask called the spread. The spread averages a penny a share. Okay? 1 cent. Doesn't sound like a lot of money. But Ken, if you're going to buy it, I had to sell it, right?
Correct.
Now we're dealing with 2 pennies. Okay? How many shares? You're an intelligent individual. How many shares a day do you suppose the New York Stock Exchange goes through?
Oh, I would say billions.
Yeah, 2 to 4. 2 to 4 billion shares every single day. So we're dealing with somewhere between 4 and 8 billion pennies every single day. This is a lot of money, right? And so it's in their best interest to figure out how to get you to trade shares. They don't care if Caterpillar is at a high or a low. They care about the number of shares that Caterpillar has sold, right? So when you get inside of this mutual fund environment and you start to break it down and look at it, their pay is not coming necessarily off the spread. But there's a lot of working back and forth, let's just say, between Wall Street and the mutual fund companies. And an extreme majority of the volume comes from the mutual fund industry in terms of how many they're buying and selling. And so one of the things that the mutual fund industry both hates and loves are these new things called exchange-traded funds. And they're, when I say new, the first one I think was 1985, right? So it was longer than I've been in the industry. I graduated high school in 85, right? An exchange-traded fund, Ken, has a basket of stocks, just like a mutual fund does, but no manager. So we still have a fee. We know what that fee is, but we've eliminated this cute little thing called expenses. We've pulled Wall Street out of the mix. So anytime that I can use an individual stock like Apple or, you know, something like that, and I have to say this legally, I'm long Apple, it means I own it. Anytime I can buy an individual company that I can identify, I buy it. I'm convinced that somebody is going to make a pill that makes me skinny. Right, I don't know if that's Biogen, Amgen, this gen, or that gen. So instead of me trying to pick out the individual company, I buy a basket, if you will, of those stocks picked out by an analyst with an MD behind their name, somebody much smarter than me about the same situation. So anyhow, that's exchange-traded funds. That's fees and expenses. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we will get into taxes both today and tomorrow. YourLifeAfterWork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at YourLifeAfterWork.com.
Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are just plumb tickled to have you along. And we're talking today about the fiduciary focus. And as a fiduciary, my job is to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. Now, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. That's our job. You know, so when the somebody said so, one of my coaches, one of my friends says, as evidenced by what? And it's he makes me end every sentence that way when I'm up in Chicago. As evidenced by what? Here's as evidenced by what. In February, we had a week where the Dow fell 1,000 points in two different days. And I got two emails. That's
only two?
Only two. That's as evidenced by what, right? We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. But if you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want us to take care of it, that's our business. That's what fiduciaries do. When I wake up in the morning, Ken, there are four things that are on my mind. Risk and volatility, which we talked about in the first conversation. And again, if you missed it, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com and hear that. Secondly, we broke down fees and expenses, especially as they're associated with mutual funds. The last conversation, we talked about taxes. But remember, it's both today and tomorrow. It is a journey that you're on. The last one is what we call real return. Now, anytime you hear somebody in the financial world talk about real, what they're talking about, Ken, is inflation. Okay? It's that ability to get something above zero plus whatever the inflation rate is. Now, you understand the concept of inflation because you're in the mortgage industry, and interest rates to a large degree are impacted based on what that inflation rate is. The Federal Reserve, for all intents and purposes, has two mandates. It's really more, but they have two. And the mandate is to run an economy that has full employment, which we're clearly at right now, right? Try to hire somebody. And then the second one is to make sure that you have a normal price appreciation. And so every quarter, the government runs the numbers. It's actually closer to monthly, but the government runs numbers from various different places. University of Michigan is one of them, where they come up with a consumer price index, a CPI. And when you see the CPI, and that number is somewhere between 2 and 3%, that means that things are appreciating or going up in cost by 2 to 3% a quarter. Inflation is not bad, Ken. It's not bad. It's a good thing until you get to a high number. So when we were kids, you know, Ken's 4 years younger than I am. I'm 51. When we were kids, we lived through a period of time where the peak of inflation, existed. It was 1980. And you're in the mortgage industry now. So guess what the average mortgage rate was in 1980?
I've heard stories, I want to say, in the mid-teens, 15, 16?
18 was the average. I've seen an engineer's paperwork where he paid 22% per year to buy a house in 1980 in Carmel, Indiana. It's unimaginable.
It is.
Right? But that's what inflation does that gets out of control, right? So anytime you start to get in the 4.5%, 5% inflation rate, you get a challenge. You get an issue. And the Federal Reserve is designed to step in. What they tend to do is to raise interest rates. The higher the rates go, the belief is the less money that Ken can spend because it's based on you borrowing money, right? So the house that we would have to buy would be smaller if the interest rate were higher and we had a fixed amount of cash that we were able to spend. The problem with retirement, though, is that we all live a unique life, right? Your life and my life are different, and they're really different compared to some of the people that are listening to the show. So the older you get, and you've probably noticed this, your kids aren't quite my age, but you're probably beginning to notice that you need more services than you need goods, right?
Correct.
You probably don't need a new couch, probably don't need a new microwave, probably don't need a new mower, right?
Mine just broke over the weekend, Joe, so I might have to get one.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, ouch.
But you understand the concept.
Yes, definitely.
Right? The older we get, the more services we need and the less goods we need. So the Consumer Price Index, the CPI that comes out that dictates how much your Social Security is going to go up next year and everything else, is based on a combination of goods and services. And I don't want to pick on Clinton. I just think his was the funniest. Almost all the presidents do it. But even at that, they go in and they substitute things. Like in President Clinton's situation, he said that a steak was the same thing as ground beef. So he pulled out T-bones and he inserted ground beef. And that way the inflation rate didn't look like it was any higher than it was. But I'm not going to trade my T-bone steak for ground beef. And again, that's not political. Most presidential cycles, you've seen that happen where somebody tries to put in a substitute, a like thing. My point is, as you go into retirement, when I see people who look at this real return and run it and say, well, inflation's only at 3%, so I only need to raise the amount of money that I need every year by 3%. And in my mind, that is faulty logic. When you first go to retire, we know consumer spending or discretionary spending, I should say, peaks at age 65 nationwide. For Ken and I and for most of the families that I take care of, it's probably going to be closer to 68. And once you get to a certain age, either you can't get away from the grandkids, you can't get away from a doctor, or the comfy couch is just more comfortable than it's ever been. And as a result, people don't spend as much on that discretionary side as they once did. So when we look at this from a financial standpoint, you need to look at retirement where inflation is a much more, it needs to involve a lot more conversation. You need to understand that you're going to go through a period of time, in my opinion, that's heavy inflation, because you're doing things that you enjoy doing. You're going to go through a period of time where there's not much inflation because you really don't need a lot. And then healthcare is the one that kicks in. And so most of us spend an ungodly sum of money on our healthcare toward the end of our life. And that can really, really, really add up. So please, my point is just look at this and understand that we are all unique. You get to pick the life that you want to live. When you go into retirement, you get to decide whether you want it to be one that's got high inflationary figures to it, traveling to Europe and eating at expensive restaurants, or you get to decide you want to fish. Or like me, when I hike, you know, my hiking gear is very expensive, but once you bought it, they just don't break. I mean, I'll be wearing those jackets for the rest of my life. So it's, you know, you get to pick what your life is. You get to determine what matters to you. But the fiduciary focus, risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes both today and tomorrow, and real return. If you miss any of those in your equation of looking at what it is you need to consider, I think your retirement has got some challenges to it. So please be careful out there. If you get a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call, 800-928-4673. 800-400-0001. Have a great week, my friends. Take care, and thanks again.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.